superstition. For generations I have held mankind in bondage, chained by fear and ignorance. I have dictated to kings and lingered in the dark corners of peasants' hovels. My name is Legion, and my power unending.
It was mighty nice of you to bring me out to your country club, Dick. Reminds me of mine down in the bluegrass region of Kentucky.
I couldn't offer you any horse racing, so I took a chance on golf. Boy, look here where that last drive has brought me. A perfect putt position if I ever saw one.
Well, for goodness sake, I never saw such luck.
Not luck, Tom, just good playing. Well, here we are. Now, let's see. My putter, Caddy. I think I'll sink her this way.
Stop! Hey, what the...
Now, see what you've done? Made me miss a sure shot.
Your head, your head.
Well, what's the matter with my head?
Oh, you've turned your cap backwards. Bad luck always follows when a person does that.
Well, I'm a... And is that why you gave that unholy yell?
Why, surely. Why, in Kentucky, no jockey would think of riding in a race with his cap turned backwards. He couldn't win if he had the best horse in the world.
You superstitious southerner. I know that story. It probably started because some ancient Norseman clapped his helmet on backwards when his ship was attacked and got killed in battle. But I'd be willing to wager that there were many more of his soldiers killed who wore their helmets correctly.
Now you're funning me. But no Kentucky jockey would take your bet.
Let's wait for this party to go through, and before we tee off again, I'll tell you just how foolish your pet superstition is.
Well, go ahead. I'm a patient man.
My first sight of the Kentucky Derby was in 1915. I was all set to bet on a beautiful little filly that had entered that year, but my wiseacre southern friends told me that it was impossible for a filly to win the Derby. One never had. The cards were stacked against him. Well, past performances carried out this superstition, so I placed my bets on the favorite. The filly won.
Astounding.
You're telling me? Then and there, I made up my mind to bet on the unluckiest-looking horse on the field the next time I attended a derby. Sometime after that, I had business connections with a Kentucky gentleman, Mr. McVoy. He owned an excellent stable, and his prize horse, Lucky Star, was entered in the coming derby.
Lucky Star? Why, I've seen him run many times.
Sure you have. He's made his name. But this was his first race, and to give him every chance against formidable competition, McVoy imported a famous northern jockey, Duke Matthews. The day of the race dawned bright and clear. Everything seemed perfect to McVoy and his charming daughter, Delia. But not taking any chances on anything going wrong, we all visited the Derby stables just before the race.
And look at Highball grooming that horse, will you?
Yes, sir. And Lucky Star, I'm liable to turn into a skyrocket before the day's done. He's dead anxious to get going.
Oh, Daddy, Dick, isn't he beautiful? Hello, honey horse. Are you glad I came to see you?
Can he run, Delia?
Now, Dick Tanner, stop tormenting me. Can Lucky Star run? Highball, defend your horse.
Why, did your horse, I'm a running fool, Master Tanner.
Hey, here comes his jockey. You feeling fit, Duke?
You bet, sir. We're going to win today. I know it.
You'd better win, Duke Matthews. You're riding a good horse.
Don't worry, miss. I dreamed of a white horse last night, and today I see you, a red-headed girl. That makes me a cinch to win.
What, you too, Matthews? I wonder that the horses can run at all with all this superstition in the air.
Oh, you be careful now. Don't start telling about that filly that you didn't bet on in the race of 1915. You don't think there's a grain of truth in our Kentucky superstition?
Of course not.
Well, you've come to the wrong state if you want to get away from superstition, Dick.
Yes, sir. Didn't I offer that Lucky Star a drink a little while ago? And didn't that horse turn up his nose at it? That's a sure sign he wins.
And I touched Sam the hunchback as we came in, Daddy, just for luck.
Ye gods, I'm licked.
Well, there's the signal. Let's go to our seats for the lineup.
Good luck to you, Duke.
And let me give Lucky Star a last pat on the nose. You must win, boy. You must.
Come on, Delia, before you start drawing magic circles around that horse. A good ride, Duke.
Thank you, sir. I'll do my best.
What grand seats, Daddy. Isn't it exciting, Dick?
Marvelous. Colorful crowd, hmm? Say, isn't that the governor over there?
Yes. Yes, he's quite a racing fan.
Who's the favorite?
Dundee. But there's also heavy betting on Lucky Star. The odds were almost even the last time I visited the bookies. It'll be a proud day in my life if that horse wins, Dick. I've dreamed of this ever since he was a colt.
I certainly hope he wins, but I hate to see you and Delia pin so much faith on superstition. After all, the horse and jockey run the race, not superstition.
You just wait and see. Oh, look, look, Daddy, here they come. Oh, wonderful. Use your glasses, Dick.
By George, aren't they beauties?
The best horse flesh in Kentucky, Dick. And most of those colors you see there are time-honored, too.
Win or lose, a good horse race is a thrill that can't be equaled. Uh-oh, here comes Lucky Star.
Yes,
just look at him step out and arch his neck.
He's almost dancing to the music.
Watch Duke. He's as proud as a bantam rooster.
Oh, yes, then. Oh, Daddy, look at Duke's cap.
Well, what's wrong, child? Good heavens, why...
What on earth's the matter with you two? You look as if you'd seen a ghost.
Duke's cap. He's turned it round since leaving us. He's wearing it backwards.
What of it?
Well, no Kentucky jockey would think of doing a thing like that. Well, he can't win now.
Oh, nonsense.
Oh, whatever possessed him to change it. Can't we get him before the race starts? We must warn him.
Oh, there isn't time, Delia.
Great Scott. Whether he wears his cap upside down or inside out won't affect his riding or Lucky Star.
You're a fool, Dick Tanner. And if Lucky Star loses, I'll never speak to you again.
Oh, Lucky Star. That's a good boy. Easy now. Up against the tape. Oh, boy.
Say, Yankee, do you all expect to have a chance to win with your cap turned around like that?
What's wrong with my cap? Oh, boy. I always wear it this way, and I've won more races than you've lost, and that's plenty.
Listen here, boy. Don't get tough with me. Ain't a horse in Kentucky can beat Dundee here. This is one race you won't win.
Says you. Hey, you and Dundee, quit crowding me. I'll show you whether I can win or not, hat or no hat. Ho, ho, wait till that barrier goes up and you'll be chewing my dust, boy.
Oh, Daddy, I'm so excited. I can hardly wait. Look, they're all ready. Oh, Dundee crowded Lucky Star at the start. Oh, look, Daddy, he's raring.
Oh, no, child, I know, but he's down now. Duke's controlled him.
Look at that horse go. He's giving Duke everything he has, and that jockey's using it.
It's no use. He'll never make up that loss. I told you he'd killed his luck when he turned his cap round.
Look, Duke's gaining the rail. Lord, that man rides like a devil. Say, near as I can make out through these glasses, something has made him angry.
By heaven, he'll kill that horse if he ain't careful.
He's shouldered out number 7.
He's past the rear guard as if it were standing still. Now he's creeping up on the leaders. What a horse!
And I'm proud of him. Even if he doesn't win, I'm proud.
But I tell you, he'll win in spite of your superstition. Watch, he's cutting the lead down by yards.
But they're over the halfway mark. He'll never have time to nose out Dundee.
Oh, there's a chance, Delia. There's a chance.
There's a darn good chance. Look, here they come now. Lucky Star is forging ahead by leaps and bounds.
And Dundee's jockey is looking back over his shoulder.
Duke seems to be shouting something to
him. And he's laughing. Daddy, he's laughing. Oh, Lucky Star, honey, come on.
They're neck and neck.
Along, almost at the line. Run, horse, run.
Daddy, he's won by inches. Lucky Star is won.
And your horse wouldn't win because the jockey wore his hat backwards.
I think you're mean, Dick Tanner. Make fun to be all you please. But don't forget that Highball told us that Lucky Star would not drink before the race.
That's right, Dick. That made him a sure winner.
You certainly protect yourselves. But if you knew he was a sure winner, why all the excitement over the cap?
Well, you have me licked on that score, Dick. But you'll have to admit that you didn't make this hole in par. And you know why?
Why?
Because I turned my cap around.
Listen, I missed the hole because you made me jump when you hollered about the cap. Otherwise, I'd have sunk that ball nicely.
No, I don't think so.
Now, Tom, I don't like to argue over golf. But I know I'd have succeeded if you hadn't interfered with my stance.
Oh, yeah? Well, superstitious or not, something tells me that it would be healthier for us to continue playing.
You said it. And I can still beat your score. But to make sure, I'll stick my cap in my pocket.
I am superstition. You don't believe, do you?
Thank you.